You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hi, this is Jessica Rush.
And this is Kara Cooper.
And you're listening to part two of our episode with the Radio City Rockettes.
You talked about not missing a show. How does it work if you do miss a show? Like, how can you have a sick day? What happens?
Oh, absolutely.
How does that work for you guys?
Like Tracy said, she's a swing. Mm-hmm. Katie's also a swing. So we have 36 women on stage. We have four swings. And so you guys each cover nine mm-hmm. girls.
Oh,
they're,
my God.
I know. They're super,
my brain
they're
just
amazing.
Like,
so that's what I mean. Like, not only are they dealing with all the stuff we are dealing with just to do a show, but they have, like, the stress of, like,
nine
Katie,
tracks.
Like, Kate, Tracy literally got thrown on the stage yesterday. So, I mean, and they can speak to that because I think it's amazing what they do. Yeah.
It's a different way of thinking, completely different way of thinking. And, yeah, I mean, I actually enjoy it now. I think it's just, oh gosh.
This is my ninth, so you're 10th.
10th.
Because you started.
10 years of swinging. But my first year of swinging, I was petrified. Like, literally, I looked at my dance captain and there were, like, tears running down my face. Oh my gosh. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But but then it's just, you know, it's kind of like a numbers game. Our whole stage is obviously made up of numbers and lines and stuff like that. So it's one big grid. And you have a bunch of numbers and colored lines in your head. And if you're on stage right, stage left, in stage arm, out stage arm, stuff like that.
I say it's like a giant math equation. So you're pretty much doing math the whole show.
Then I definitely fail.
I would fail.
We're out.
Yeah. And that was definitely a challenge coming back because, you know, everyone says mom brain is real.
It is.
So just in general, coming back with a four month
oh gosh,
old.
I couldn't remember like
I was like
the
wait,
next number.
I couldn't remember. I'm literally standing on a number looking at it and I can't remember what number it is. Like that's how sometimes you felt, but then I don't know, you just somehow, just like with everything
make it
else
work.
We say,
well,
you just
the good
do it.
I mean, you were usually in a line or some sort of configuration, so then you're just like, where's the hole?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Go to the
guide
hole
right and fill the hole.
Yeah. But our season is so short, it's all jammed into mm-hmm. the 3 months, so not a lot of people miss a show. I mean,
right.
Some people have personal days. Obviously, you know,
you
we have a
sick.
Life and mm-hmm. and you have a wedding to go to or a family event to go to and you can take off for that. And obviously we're human, so everybody gets sick around this time
yeah.
and it gets, you know, obviously whenever you're using your body a lot and then the flu and stuff on top of it, it can go through a line so fast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we definitely can yes.
Not cool.
We definitely could take sick days and personal days, but we do have, I think somebody spoke on our athletic training program. If you are injured and stuff like that, we have a great athletic training yeah. program that can take care of us or send us to the correct doctor that we need to go to. We actually have doctors that come into Radio City during the year because our schedule is so tight that we have a doctor that comes in. We can go up and see her.
And you have PT... My friend Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen is your PT.
She's amazing.
Karen
Love
was
her.
My PT for years at like Physio Arts and
yep.
some Encore before that. But and yeah, I know she's with
she's
you guys.
Awesome.
So she's there all the time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They're
a few
there.
Days a week. They come
a couple
in.
Days a week. Yeah, we have PT that comes in. We have athletic trainers who are there all the time. We have a podiatrist that comes mm-hmm. in and
a
we
general,
have a regular.
General MD.
Yep,
general.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, our athletic trainers, they will come up with anything. Yeah. When we were pregnant, they did like a tape job, like as we started getting a little further along, just the, you know, your body changing, your abs expanding. Sometimes the show was just a little weird. So the athletic trainers came up with some kinesio tape jobs for Nicole and I to help.
Like back issues.
Yeah,
or to help support.
Back. Mine
and
was like, just.
That's incredible. It was like
like a basket for your belly.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes they're the ones that know before a lot of other people, right? Because we kind of want to tell them in case something kind of goes wrong. So even last year, I knew that I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. With two in there, so they were always kind of around, you know, to just like give a Gatorade or like a Snickers or something if you felt like your blood sugar levels were kind of
low. My family, they are probably the first people besides you guys that knew.
Yeah,
did you all tell each other or did people figure it out? Because I figured it out with Kara. I didn't tell her that I'd figured it out, but I told my
husband. We told each other. We have like, I feel like we told the other moms in the cast.
Yeah, I think I text you literally the second I took
the test. And I was like, oh my God.
Because she knew I was doing IVF and everything. Right.
And so then
she,
you gave me
the test.
She
pretty much knew
strips.
The dates of everything.
And I wasn't sure, but Walker, we call her nickname. Katie would always, she was like, we'd take the train together sometimes, and she'd be like, I really want Taco Bell. And I was like, all right, I'll get it with you. Like, I kind of want it too. And then I found out I was pregnant. I'm like, no wonder why I want Taco Bell with you.
It was really fun. But I actually had a really fun way of announcing because they knew, and some of my friends, closer friends, knew. But in this section of the show, in the Ragdolls dance, there's about, 16 counts where we kind of improv while everyone's getting their blocks to dance on. And each night we'll pick a theme of what everyone does. And so I asked our dance captain, I was going on for a show, I asked our dance captain if she could find a way to get everyone to look at me. So they all felt they were playing a trick on me, and I was going to do something silly, but they all looked at me and I kind of pantomimed that I was whacking a baby and had a belly. Aww. And it was really funny because they were all just staring at me like, huh? And then the two counts before we actually had to start dancing, they were like, oh my God, on stage, like, oh my God. And then we all started dancing again.
Oh, that's so
And then everyone
fun.
Had to be
so
in character. Fun. And then as soon as we got off stage, they were like, what? Like, is that what you meant? And I actually have a video of it. Our stage manager videotaped it for me. And it was still like in character in the show. Like no one in the audience would have really known what was going on. But so I have that to show my daughter one day to be like, hey, your big reveal was on the great stage at Radio City Music Hall.
Wow. I feel like Melinda, somebody told me when I was pregnant with Alex, my last one, somebody said they knew I was pregnant because I was like quiet or.
Julie said she knew I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've been pregnant a couple of times, Bakke, at work. So
yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows what to look for.
Exactly.
We know you're pregnant.
I had gone away for 2 weeks. That's, I think, the only reason I knew. I mean, Kara had been eating Chipotle bowls,
and
we normally in our dressing room we didn't eat that.
We ate rice cakes.
We ate rice cakes or apples and peanut butter.
Yeah,
super healthy. Yeah, and so all of a sudden she was eating like Chipotle, and that was sort of odd. But you know, I was like, it's the winter, and you know, because it was it was fall.
Yeah, fall.
Like,
yeah,
so I came back in mid second week of November, and I'd been gone for 2 weeks, and she was getting dressed for the show, and I looked at her. And I could just see a difference in her, waistline, the slightest bit. Because Kara is very in shape. Kara has got a gymnast body. She is, fit, super in shape. And so I looked at her, and I noticed just the tiniest bit extra around her waist. And I was like, I went home to my husband that night, and I said, mark my words. If Kara Cooper is not already pregnant, she's on something to try to get pregnant.
It's happening.
And then a month later, she told us. I was like, I knew it.
So fun.
And the second time around, I couldn't hide it at all. I started showing immediately. Everybody in the dressing room knew. And I just was like, just pretend you don't know.
Yeah. Well, we
did. You know what, that 12th, when you're in your first trimester, it just feels sacred. You really don't want to talk about it, especially with a bunch of people.
Yeah. We talked about it with each other, but not when she was in the room.
No.
We would be like, we know she is. She's going to tell us.
She's going to tell us
someday. Yeah, exactly.
It's just so hard when we're doing so many shows in a week and you're exhausted. Remember with Nate, my oldest, I had saltines and ginger ale, and the dressing room was how could I be? And I was sleeping all the time. Right. You were in my ear together.
It's the hardest thing not to tell people, especially whenever you go out sometimes after shows drinking. Or something like that. I'm like, oh, I'm on a prescription. I can't drink. Yeah, I mean, come on. Or I like just sat next to Tara in tech one day. The other cast was on, and I was just like, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. And then you, the same thing.
I started crying.
Opening night, I said, guess what? I'm pregnant. I was just like randomly telling people whenever I could. Then I went up to my director, and I was like, so Julie... She goes, you're pregnant. I said, how'd you know? And she goes, oh, I know. Your body.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I actually, last year, Julie, in the same kind of context, right before we do our finale number, she was standing in the wing. And I said to Tracy, I'm going to tell Julie right now. We literally had like 8 counts before we had to be in our places.
I was like, please let me be there.
I walk over to her and I go, Julie, and whisper in her ear, and I'm like, I'm pregnant. And she like pretended to be surprised because I think she kind of knew because physically, like by the third, I think I was like 13 weeks at that point. She's like, could kind of figure it out. And then she looked at me, and then in her ear, right before I ran on stage, I was like, with twins. And her mouth dropped to the floor. The entire number, she's standing in the wing like this, staring at me. And I was just hysterically laughing because I think I like blew her mind.
But yeah, the twins. I mean, that really takes it over the edge.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Talking about you, your director new, how has Radio City, the director, how have they been, supportive of you guys being pregnant, being mothers? How has that gone for you? Did you, because I know for us, it was scary telling the people that we worked for that we were pregnant.
And Kara was the first one.
Yeah, right. And so it was uncharted territory. And thankfully, they responded really wonderfully, and I did feel supported for the most part. But I'm just curious what that journey kind of, and you were probably the first one.
I was nervous only because I had only been in New York 2 years. I was doing it on the road when we had a touring company first. And I came to New York in 2008. So 2010 is when I got pregnant. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, how is this going to go? I was really, really nervous because I wanted to come back. I didn't want them to think that I didn't want to be back. And my Nate was actually 3 weeks early. So if I had him on my actual due date, I would have only had like 4 weeks till rehearsal. And first time around, I don't think I could have done it. But they were so supportive, and with each one, especially with my daughter. Especially with my daughter, because we were doing the spring show, I auditioned pregnant. Like, there were a lot of meetings that went on. I was like, I want to be here. I want to be a part of it. Like, I'll do anything. I'll get back in shape. And if I feel like I knew my body, and if I wasn't able to, then I wouldn't have done it. Like, I wouldn't have harmed myself or her. So I feel like they've been extremely supportive. And even off-season work, if we work in the off-season, we've all, I feel like, have done events pregnant. I mean, to the point where...
Or you can come back after.
If you can fit your costume and you don't look too pregnant, we've all done it. Right. And I'm so thankful and happy that they let us, because we are a company of all women. So it's kind of cool to have that and to come back and continue. And I mean, I was the first. I wasn't the first...
Ever. Yeah, but recently.
Recently. And then now there are 7 of us, 15 kids total. It's just,
like, and I feel like cool. She's been a Rockette before she became our director and everything like that. So Julie, her child now is in college, but she was pregnant whenever she was Rockette and had Luke and, did all of her directing on tour and everything while she was raising him. And, you know, they obviously figured it out. And now creative director of the Rockettes, she has 2 kids as well. And she used to be a Rockette. So
I definitely think that makes a difference, right?
For sure.
I mean, that's something I'm finding with where I'm at right now. But I think when you have a woman who, first off, a woman in a position of power, that's different. But then also when they are a mother. Mm-hmm. And just to have someone who understands the juggle and the struggle, mm-hmm. you know, of it all, and who maybe has a little more patience with it and knows... You know, I mean, I guess it can go 2 ways. So they can either be like, well, I made it happen, and so you have to too.
Right.
Or they can be super supportive and mm-hmm. say, what do you need? Or this would have been helpful for me when I was pregnant or going through the journey working and being a mother. And so I can only imagine that it would be so helpful.
I think they probably know how much you want to be able to continue working.
Right? And for us to be here for years and years and years. They know we love our job. They know we love what we do.
Well, they obviously value what you all bring to the stage as Rockettes and to the company, and they want to preserve that and keep you happy and make it so that you want to come back every year.
And I feel, too, that because there are so many veterans that are in the cast, you know, like someone said before, at least there's a ton of us that have been here for over 10 years. Life's going to happen. We're going to get married. We're going to have children. Mm-hmm. And I think like any working mom, you can do, you can have both. Like we all feel like we can have both. Like why would you have to choose? So of course it was never really a thought in our minds to not come back.
I feel like we all kind of planned as best as you can to come back. Because right now I feel like most of us, this is what we do. Like we've auditioned for other work and we've done other work throughout our career, but this is what we do.
Right.
So I think we kind of planned to not miss anything as best that you can plan.
Did you try to plan? Like
I did
you try to
of them.
I think all of us tried to plan. I got pregnant last season to know that I could come back for this Christmas. Same. And I got pregnant with my first at a time where I knew I'd miss Christmas and I thought that I'd be coming back for another show. But I think we've all to our best, obviously, you know, you plan and then things happen.
You never know.
But we're thankful for Nicole.
Right.
For figuring it all out.
We're doing it first.
She's laying out that road for us.
It wasn't easy, I must say. It was like between the Christmas show and then the spring show when I got pregnant with Olivia, it was like touch or go because I was like, I really want to do it. I really, I'll audition. I'll do anything I can because I was due December 24th, I think, originally. And we started rehearsals January 9th.
Mm-hmm.
18th,
something like that.
Mom brain.
Very exactly.
Less than a month.
But like, I was like, I want to do it. And I auditioned and they hired me. So it was just a matter of when you can have the baby.
Right. Yeah.
And I had it on the 20th.
And I think because so many of us have done this and now more than once, I think the women that either are married without kids or not even married yet know that it's not so taboo anymore.
I love it.
Right. I think it's become... I hope it's become more normal in the line and in the company and more
acceptable. Because it doesn't have to be the end of your career,
of course,
at all.
And just in the dance world in general.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think we always try and be, I know I'm trying to be super positive, and we all try and like, we're exhausted, kids are crazy, life's crazy, but life is crazy no matter if you have kids or you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And to see that we're like doing it happy, there are definitely tough days, but we're doing it.
Yeah. But we wanted to have a family and we want to work do our job as well.
I think any working mom kind of deals with that decision. Mm-hmm. Am I going to go back or not? And I mean, our job might be more physical than some other moms and we might wear, you know, sparkly costumes. But at the end of the day, we're just like any other working mom that has to just like figure it out and schedule and juggle a job.
Oh, I'm on a text thread with friends from home who are lawyers and teachers and, you know, a bunch of different occupations. And I just happened to work here and they're like, oh my gosh, but you're incredible. You're doing all this thing. And they're like, you guys are doing exact thing. Mm-hmm. You are away from your kids. You are working sometimes, you know, the lawyer works sometimes 12 hours a day. You're doing the same exact thing. It's just more physical here or you guys are
on your computer. There's high visibility.
Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely higher visibility.
We have our little support system, you know, from far away too. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You were talking about the spring show in general. Is this what you do for the whole year? Do you do other types of work? What is it that fills out the rest of your year?
This is our main show, or currently our only show. The rest of the year, we're all at Radio City. There are events that might pop up, like we've performed at the Tonys or the VMAs, other small award shows or PR events that do pop up that we will be involved in. There's a summer intensive, so we'll teach that where, you know, each week there's like 80 students and we're, you know, that want to be Rockettes one day. So we will teach them choreography from our show. So we're not working every single day or every week of the year. We do get time off, but there is stuff consistently that pops up every few weeks.
Do you know when those things will come? Or are you just the show's over and now I'm just sort of chilling and I don't have income or whatever
you
do?
The only thing we know for sure is the summer intensive that happens, the Rockettes summer intensive.
So then they'll send an email and be like,
we'll
hey,
email,
can you do this?
Can you work in 2 days?
Oh, okay.
And we're all like, hey, can you babysit? Or
for the past couple of years, though, we've been doing a lot of workshops, like for several years back. We did a lot of workshops. Mm-hmm. We obviously did a summer show. We did a spring show. So that can that was very consistent for us for
that was
years,
almost like
years,
5 years.
So unfortunately we don't have a show that is coming up, so that is a TBD kind of thing.
Do you guys audition for other things, or do you just say, like you said a minute ago, Nicole, you were like, this is our job right now. Right. So do you just sort of, are you able to keep yourself on hold in theory and just enjoy time with your children?
Yeah. And you can. I mean, I've started to audition for other things as well, because right now Radio City's kind of like, we're hoping for a new show to happen. I would love to be a part of it, but I still want to perform. And so a lot of us do other auditions and work as well in the off-season.
But some Rockettes, they go back to one's school. One's an accountant.
Yeah.
One goes back to school. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They go back to
some
like
don't live here.
Different lives. You know?
Oh, really? Some don't live here.
No.
Yeah, they come in just for the season.
Yeah, so if they don't choose to be like a part of the events like that last throughout the year, they go back to their other work jobs
and then
school.
Do you know, do you have to re-audition every year?
Yes.
So you don't know when the season ends if you'll be back.
Correct. Yes.
But we do have evaluations, so you're fully kept like in the know of where you stand, what you need to work on, stuff like that. So it's not necessarily.
When do the auditions take place?
Usually in April.
Okay.
So you can plan. Like, it's not like you audition in September and
don't know.
No. Okay. They're already rehearsing in September, right? Are y'all, does that
start? This year we started in October.
October.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Oh, man. Because I know whenever, you know, we were at the show for so long, and then we've both now had time off as mothers and then gone back to work and then time off. And I have to say, like, it's really, I would imagine, in my mind, I was like, oh, they would know that they have the season and then they could just hang with their kid and be mom, you know, and not stress out about, like, what's coming next? Mm-hmm. Where is that other job? Because it's been really lovely to have time off and get to be mom and just be mom.
You do kind of get the best of both worlds if you know, look at it like that. We're like, we work really hard a couple months out of the year, enjoy and love what we do, and then we know that we have the rest of the year if we choose to be with our kids and experience that.
And then sometimes you're like, summer, I wish I was doing the Christmas spectacular.
September rolls around and we're like, okay, I can't wait to go back to work.
Right. My husband says, enjoy vacation. He's like, you're on vacation for 3 months.
Right?
Not quite.
Well, I guess, I mean, you have a nanny, so there's a set, I mean, there's a set person, but there's like, you never stop. Like, you're away, you know, it's like your brain is always thinking of, are they eating? Did they go to the bathroom? Right. Did they, you know, like, is
what
the
do I have
sitter
to coordinate?
Exactly.
I was just having a conversation. Who's he going home with today? Does my nanny know that the bus is different today? Or
And I was just having a conversation with one of the other moms in my dressing room, and we both have little ones. Hers is 7 months old, and at this age, like everyone knows, like you're trying to like set a schedule, or things are changing so rapidly every month. So now it's like we're trying to start the feeding, and you know, you tell the people that are watching them, this is what you need to do, and then when you find out that night that they didn't do it, you're like, this is so frustrating. I'm trying to tell you, you know, so you're putting your trust in these people and it's like, okay, well you have to kind of give up some control.
Motherhood definitely
teaches you to let go a little bit.
Do you guys do other things to keep in shape outside of the season?
Yeah,
obviously,
for sure.
That's something
I think we all kind of do things that we have catered to our own, that we enjoy in our bodies, or you know, injuries that have come up and stuff. Like I've had 2 knee surgeries, so I can't run. I love spinning.
I love spinning too.
Yeah, spinning and yoga are my go-tos. So I think
I'm sure because your body would go into shock, right? I mean, if you came back and you hadn't been doing that,
oh my gosh.
Well, also maybe your costumes wouldn't fit. I don't know. You know.
Well, like even. Yeah.
even this year especially, I was actually put on bed rest at 28 weeks because I went into preterm labor with twins. It's like a huge high-risk thing. So my biggest concern coming back was cardio, like my stamina, not so much like flexibility or anything like that, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have no stamina. So that was where I really focused on trying to
And get how old back. Were they when you came back?
They were 3 months old when three I came back. Well. Yeah.
And it's hard because I had an emergency C-section.
And I had a C-section with the twins, too.
Coming back from that was a whole different
It was a huge different. And like, I didn't have a C-section with my first, so the recovery for me, I knew it would be different, but it was obviously not what I expected.
We would be, like, texting, and I'm like, you'll be fine, you know.
I know, I was like, Katie, there's so many things out of my control. Like, I was not this swollen with my first. Right. Like, what's happening? Like, your body just looks different, and the pain, like,
And I think as dancers, we're kind of conditioned to push through the pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And not always listen to your body, like, oh, that muscle really hurts, but I'm going to do a show. It's not going to fall off. But when you have a kid, whether you have a C-section or not, but especially with a C-section, you really have to listen to your body and your doctor. And, like, when I was cleared to work out and I was like, great, I'm going to go to the gym and walk for 10 minutes on the treadmill. It was like, really? This is what I'm having to do? I'm so used to doing a 90-minute show. But you do it because if you don't, like, whereas we normally think I'll get ahead if I just go ahead and do it. If you don't, you'll be set way back in your recovery.
Yeah. And my doctor knew what I do. Mm-hmm. So she was very aware of my condition my entire pregnancy. And she was the first one to say, you know, you're cleared to work out, but don't do any ab work. You know, and at this point, you're still not clear to do ab work, like X, Y, and Z. Just so she knew that I'd be ready to come back to really, because you don't want to damage yourself either.
Right. Like, definitely did. I came back from my first, and I went hardcore. And with my second, I had major DR, diastasis recti.
That was my biggest
fear. And it's been really, really hard to come back from. I would say my son is 3, and I would say probably around 2.5. I was like, okay, my abs are back. Yeah. But that was a long time to go as someone who was I've got abs.
Kara has
six
packs.
Yes, she does. Don't.
I'm going to toot her own horn. No.
But it's shocking when your body doesn't respond the way you expect it to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we were all lucky not lucky, but we all performed while we were pregnant. Mm-hmm, so that first kind of trimester and stuff like that, we were working out.
And your body also stays, right? Because I was doing a show until I was 16 weeks, and you couldn't. I mean, I know that. I, of course, felt that everyone could tell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, they can all tell. And I was doing Gypsy. So I was playing Louise and doing the strip at the end. And my husband came to see the show and I was like, I just know everyone can tell. And he was like, I'm telling you, you look fine. And I left, the show closed. I was 16 weeks. And the very next week,
pop.
It was like,
yep.
And like, it was just waiting. Yep. Like somewhere in my brain and my body was like, we have to hold it together. Yes. And then we're just going to let it go.
It's crazy. It happened with me both times. I finished the summer show. I was 21 weeks pregnant. I swear, like 5 days later, it was like, boop.
Yeah.
And then this past Christmas, I was 13 weeks when I finished. I felt, and you could tell, but it was like by 17 weeks, my mom was like, oh my gosh, like, where did that bump come from? Yeah. It's like your body just knows that you're able to relax. Okay, it's okay now to just like, okay, now we're going to be pregnant.
Yeah. I finished with Alex, my fourth. I was 16 weeks, and I was like, there's no way I could do one more week, physically, or I'm sure. My stomach was looks like I was bloated.
Just had a really big bowl of pasta. Show of
the day. That was one thing hard. When I was pregnant, I was in the night cast, and last year when she was an infant, so that was actually really hard being pregnant in the night cast because
you look so much more pregnant at the end of the day.
Yeah, right? By 8 p.m., you look like 5 months pregnant, whether you're 2 weeks or you know. So that was definitely hard. I was like, oh. Definitely. I feel it, but everyone was like, great.
Well, you do it. It is what it is, right? I mean, we talked about this on a different episode, but I said, the audience can see that you're pregnant and then they move on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like you're pregnant, you're women, you're real people. We're not,
it's a part of the life everywhere you walk around in New York City, you pass pregnant people.
And I feel like when our fans find out that we're either dancing, we've danced pregnant or we have kids and they're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Oh, you guys, we had that reaction right now. particularly Nicole and Tara before and then the twins.
What?
You were like, we kept texting. Tara was like, can you believe this? There's one with 4 kids and twins. I was just like,
we kind of still don't believe it.
Yeah. I know. It's wild. It's crazy.
That's the exact reaction I had with Tracy when I found out.
I was like, I don't know how I'm going gonna do?
I'm like, we're gonna get through this.
I was so excited.
I was like, I will go on for you whenever you need.
She actually did the four show day we had last year, Christmas Day. She swung out my one show, so I didn't have to do four.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But that's
I was jealous.
Let me know. I will be on that. You have twins.
Oh my gosh. Well, walk us as we get a little closer to wrapping up, walk us through what a day is then. Like a real, like what time you get up, and you don't all have to do it, but you know, give us an example of just what it is to be a Rockette and a mom at this time of year, not just the shows you do, but like I get up at 5 or whatever, and I get kids out the door. My kids, blah, blah. Can you give us? Yep,
sure.
Nicole, you go first.
Depends on the day. Lately, I've been pushing my alarm a little farther back, and my kids have not been getting up. But anywhere between 5:30 and 6, I'll get up, try and get myself ready first. And then usually my 7-year-old Zach and Olivia, my 5-year-old, will be up. I get them downstairs. I get them dressed, brush their teeth, make sure they make their beds, get them breakfast. And then Alex, my baby, he gets up anywhere between 6:30 and 6:45. And then Nate, my oldest, will get up anywhere between 6 and 6:45 as well. And he gets himself ready, makes his bed, gets everything ready, gets downstairs, get them all breakfast. My nanny comes at 7. My husband actually wakes up around 4 and goes to the gym first to come home. He comes home and then he gets himself ready. I don't have to help him. Sometimes. Pack his food for the day. I make sure they have their snacks for school. I actually pack their snacks and their lunch. Either my nanny and I will do their lunch at night and put it in the fridge so that in the morning it's already ready. But there's snacks I usually do when I get home from work.
Which is at what time?
It depends on the day. Anywhere between 6:30 and 11, depending on the day of the show.
Yeah.
So that was the morning. So we'll get them breakfast ready. I leave the house around 7:20 to get on a 7:41 train from New Jersey. I can be at Radio City by 9 o'clock, get my coffee, little breakfast, do my hair and makeup.
All right.
Get ready for the day.
Show at 10, right?
11. Usually 11. I like to take an early train so that if I'm late, I'm still on time.
Yep.
Right.
I need
you never know what can happen either.
Well, do you guys have to be there? Like, we have a half hour.
So we have to be there a half hour, but I'm usually there at least 2 hours before or an hour and a half because it's like my quiet time. Like, that train ride and the dressing room is
alone
my vacation.
Time. Yeah.
It's glorious, just so nice. And then when I get home, depending on the day with my kids, what activities they have, they could be not home. They get home between 6 and 9 p.m. depending on their activities. So my night's not really over till 9:30 when my oldest is in bed. Mm. And then
what time do you go to bed?
Sometimes I fall asleep on the couch waiting for him. probably between 10 and 11, give or take.
Yeah.
That's so late.
I know.
Not me.
I miss the early. I miss when my kids are younger and everyone was in bed by 7. I loved it.
I know.
And it's just getting later and later and later. You get no like you time. Yeah. But that's okay.
Well, my girls were just, I just started putting them in their own room. They've been in the room with me still. They're going to be 6 months. So I was like, okay, it's time. One of them just started sleeping through the night. The other one kind of is, but isn't. She likes her pacifier. Mm-hmm. So now that she's in the room, I'm still kind of getting up. Last night it was twice to get her to put the passy back in her mouth. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of doing that. My oldest, thank goodness, goes to sleep at like 7, 7:30 and will sleep through the night. But she's in a toddler bed, so she will get out of the bed. You know, now I'm using Santa. Santa is watching you. You need to stay in your bed all night. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and get up before she gets up, which is usually between 6 and 6:30, so I can at least shower. Usually she'll pop into the bathroom while I'm showering, which is great. So in the morning, I just have to get her ready for school, which is making lunch and making sure she's dressed and all of that to get her out the door. So my husband will actually drop her off at school before he goes to work. Our nanny or my mom will come to the house by 7:30. I have to leave by 7:45 to catch my train, which is around 8:15 from Long Island, to make it in to Radio City around 9:15. So the babies are obviously home still. My sister will pick my daughter up from school, and my husband will go pick her up from my sister's on his way home from work.
Coordination.
I make it home around 5:30 on a normal – that's an early day. I'll be home by 5:30, and we all kind of walk in the door at the same time, and that's when the nanny and or whoever else is watching them will then leave. So then it's coordinating dinner, and then my kids are all going to bed around 7, 7:30, which is great, but it all is happening at the same time.
Right.
So it's really amazing to try and feed two newborns at the same time. Me and my husband have become masters at the bottle propping and getting them ready for bed. So that's kind of – it's like organized chaos between between 5:30 and 7:30, and then it's kind of like, okay, we decompress. So some nights I'm not really taking a shower until 9 o'clock, but then I'm like straight to bed because
I would go to bed exhausted. Right away.
Yeah. My husband won't, and I'm like, I don't understand you. You got it, and he's so tired. And I'm like, you're doing it to yourself. Go to bed.
Mine's
go to bed.
Same
you're
way.
Laying there watching TV.
He's always like, I'm a night owl, and I was like, but you're not even in a show right now. Like, go to sleep. Like
you're torturing
you're
yourself
up later than me, and I get home at 11:15 or whatever. You know,
it's like you know you're gonna get up.
You know you have to get up. So get some sleep. Mm-hmm. And right now you guys, well, you are the daytime cast, so you are gone during the day.
Yeah.
And then you get to, but boy, there's a lot to prep when you have
18
months. Oh my God, the snacks and the things.
I think my mornings are
so easy now.
And I'm like,
I know, like I know. Hayden doesn't usually wake up till, she's a great sleeper. And like Tracy, I don't usually put her down till around 9:30 because I want to see her when I get home a little bit. So she sleeps till 7:30 usually. So lately I've been waking up at 5:45 for about the last 2 weeks just because we've had so many extra things going on and commuting from Jersey. So I will get up, shower, get ready, and she still sleep. Occasionally she'll wake up early, but not usually. So I usually leave before she wakes up, which is hard. I want to see her in the morning. She's super happy.
And snuggly.
And yeah, it's so nice. But I also know like if I see her and then have to run out 2 minutes later, that's not fair to her. Yeah. And so my husband's still there. He doesn't have like a set time. He has to leave the house. So I will leave. I usually try to coordinate with Nicole and we meet in Secaucus at the train station. Yeah. We both take the train and meet there and then commute the rest of the way in together. So we kind of plan our schedules around each other also.
Your
it's nice to have a little, it's nice to have a commute buddy when you're exhausted just to be like, come on, let's go. So I will leave the house. So I'm usually at the theater around 9, depending on what time our first show is. And she will wake up 7:30. My nanny gets there, takes her to swim class or whatever class she's doing that day. And then if it's a night where we don't have anything extra, I'm typically home by 5:30, which is nice because then I get a few hours.
That sounds so lovely.
That hasn't happened
off thing.
Yeah. It hasn't happened for like the last 2 weeks. I've been getting home at like 9. And then I get home, we have dinner together, and I'm a bit of a control freak. So I, even though everyone else is completely capable of putting together her meals, I like to kind of box up her meals for the day just so I know what she's eating and the amount she's eating. She's a huge eater, so I don't really have to worry about it. I just like to see that. So when she goes to bed.
First child.
Yeah. Yes. Completely.
Wendy's perfect.
Completely.
You're not hungry? Great.
I was like that too.
Milkshakes? Sure.
I've definitely like got let go of like necessarily what I'm giving her and we'll just give her whatever. But I just like to see, I don't know.
I was 1,000% that way.
I'm like that still with myself. Like I'm like that with everything. So then I'll do that and then.
That will change.
I don't usually go to bed till 11.
It was me too.
But there's zero judgment. Like
no,
that way.
And I completely, it's totally those commercials you see where it's like first mom and they have everything together.
And they're
mom,
writing down
the leave the kid in the house.
Like when they did it. But, I mean, I was that for a while.
My nanny will send me full texts of like every single, you know, and leave a note on the
I just said in the dressing room yesterday, they're all fed-ish and they're all clean-ish. Yeah. Everyone's fine.
My baby's, Alex, the baby's always in pajamas. Tara's like, why'd you put, you took Olivia to school and he's still in his pajamas.
I see
and
pictures like, in the morning. I'm like, where are his shoes, Nicole?
You know what? I never changed Elliot out of her pajamas when we were home. I mean, until she had somewhere to go. Me. I know, Kara, I would always see pictures. I was like, Elon looks so cute.
What am I doing? She's staying in the house all day.
Yeah. I know.
They make fun of me.
Tracy will bring her daughter to the doctor in a full dress, peacoat and bow. And I'm like, that's to a doctor's appointment.
She looks very sassy. I mean, I like that. I'm imagining an 18-month-old in a peacoat and it is so cute. Yep.
That's my day off and I get to dress her. Right. So that'll be good.
I know. I lay out her outfit every night because I'm like, well, I don't get to see her, but at least I can pick out her clothes.
There's joy in
that. I lay out her outfit every night.
Yeah, it's super fun.
For sure. For sure.
Especially this time.
It looks cute and
sassy. Yeah, like the holiday wear.
And she's probably only going to fit into it for like another week and a half.
Oh, yeah, so exactly. To wear the amount of things I've just gotten rid of that she didn't even wear.
Like, I literally still have tags on it.
Yes. How fast still have they tags. Grow.
It's crazy. And it doesn't slow down for a while. So get ready.
Well, you guys, this was incredible.
This was so
thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. I am still in awe. Even more so, I guess.
And then knowing that you're about to go do three shows?
Three shows.
Three shows. Great.
That's you guys do it too, and you guys have been there and here. And
I mean, it's, you know, we talk about it's, you know, our, it's our, our job is like our second job, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like same thing. It's like we do our full day of momming, and then when they go to bed, on our schedule at least, that's when we go to work.
Right.
You know? And you're like, and now I'm doing
the night show.
We're like the night cast, right?
Yeah. But you said it, Terry. Like you do it for you. Like this is what makes you better.
And it makes me a better parent.
It makes me a better parent when I work too.
If I was home, I know that I wouldn't. I wouldn't I wouldn't be able to give 100% because I would miss what I do. I am with my kids,
totally
I'm 100% there because I miss them when I'm at work, and I know when I'm with them I can fully enjoy it and not begrudge that I was missing out on work and anything like that. So
that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Only when we're taking care of ourselves can we take care of our little ones best.
For sure. Yep.
Well, thank you ladies so much, and we send you great energy for getting through the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And for the day and the season. January 8th or whatever.
Right. And we'll be back home with our babies.
Yep.
And enjoy the time you do have, and happy holidays.
And too.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. Special shout outs to Rachel Spencer Hewitt for our fabulous graphic, Kristen Anderson Lopez, Bobby Lopez, and Justin Ward Weber for our super theme song,
our producer Dory Berenstein, and of course the Broadway Podcast Network for bringing us to you. Have a good one.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.